Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. So let's see, what are we doing this week? I think, let's do an album review.
The latest African album review is...
So Samini Jones is a Namibian producer from Walvis Bay who got his big break a few years ago when Gaza noticed him and said, hey, I'm going to give you a chance. And he did. And now they're making hit after hit. Today, I'm going to be reviewing his EP. It's titled Vataleni. And I just discovered this, but Vataleni is actually his middle name. So I guess judging by that, he's probably giving us another side to him, which is kind of like a passion project from his perspective, I guess. Anyway, let's get into it, okay?
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Now, the Vataleni EP kicks off with the high tempo Kwateni Omnona remix, which is a remix to one of Gaza's most popular songs from a few years back. I don't know, 4 or 5 years thereabouts. And it had a thumping bass, you know, like back in the day, it was just a killer dance tune. You know what I'm talking about? My first thoughts when I heard this song were, how is Sammy Lee Jones going to keep this tempo up throughout the EP? Like, it just didn't make sense to me because the song is pretty high tempo, very danceable. I'll describe it as predominantly house, offering an infectiously danceable beat and accompanied by Gaza's sort of chanting and clever talking on the track. It just sounds amazing. Now moving on to Little Babylon, which is a tune that I think Black Coffee himself would be hella proud. Hella proud. The song is a deep house rendition of a very underrated but beautifully composed Little Babylon by a Russian-born, American-based, Grammy-nominated singer. I think she won a Grammy, actually, and her name is Polina. The original is simply beautiful, but this remix? It's amazing. I'd say the remix has this low bass type of sound, which is accompanied by occasional vocals that embody a drifting trance in a space of being beside your body. The vocals really have a strong reverb presence and are particularly perfect in a female voice for this track too. The song itself is all about searching for that next level, that destiny in your life without any inhibitions. So when you reach that place, your spirit is really free from all the bondage from the past, and all that hurt, pain will be history. Now, in a weird sort of way, I think there's something very, I guess, psychedelic about this track. So I don't know if you're high on shrooms or something. I think this is just the perfect track to describe that kind of feeling. Not in a bad way. Yeah. On the song titled No Way, production-wise, I think it comes from a similar place as Gaza's smash hit Chill It. It's vintage Sammy Lee Jones, really, and it's him telling you a story about himself and his work by mildly referencing one of his biggest hits in recent times. I think when Sammy Lee Jones is on the mic, especially on this track, it takes me to J.O.'s song Magoloa, that Sammy Lee Jones cameo. That's his type of sound as an artist, if I should say so. On the beat side of things, he tends to have this weirdly awesome mix of African conga-like drums. It's kind of very percussive with prominent shakers and slightly dark synths and or bass. That sort of quieter influence sound, I think that's maybe his most popular sound, especially for the singles that he's done with Gaza. Now, for anybody who's ever gone through a breakup, the song Waiting will strike a chord. of all the tracks on this EP, this is definitely the one that goes against the grain. No doubt. It sounds totally different from everything else. The song details a young lady narrating a story of emotional disconnect from her boyfriend, and it sounds like she knows that the relationship is not giving her what she wants. But at the same time, there's this conflict about making a decision based on those feelings. Like, how about if I'm making a mistake, but I love this guy, but he doesn't make me happy, but he makes me happy sometimes, but not enough times. Yeah, it's kind of crazy, just an emotional confusion. When this young lady said, love is just not enough to make a relationship work, I knew, straight up, I knew there was no way in hell this song was going to finish without someone getting dumped. And for sure, that's how it ended. I shouldn't be laughing, but it's sad. I don't even know where I'm
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Anywho, my thoughts were indeed confirmed. As the EP progressed, it actually slowed down in tempo, as evidenced by the tracks that I mentioned, such as Little Babylon and No Way, Then Waiting. This to me was a great strategy. It didn't throw me off in any sense, but it was a welcome deviation from the norm. Starting off the EP on a high note also set the tone for the rest of the EP for me, because that's the listening experience, right? You start on a high, so it gave me just that expectation. To the contrary, now imagine if Sammy Lee Jones had started the EP with Waiting, the song Waiting. That's the breakup song, right? We would all be in our feels thinking about that ex that broke our hearts 5 years ago. And I don't think we would have listened to the EP the same way, right? So, strategy. That's dope. Yeah, that's dope.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Overall, I'd have to say the quality is undeniable throughout this EP. It is expected, after all. It is Sammy Lee Jones. He does not disappoint, which is pretty cool. And this is something that I'm just going to say. He's obviously not one of Namibia's top music producers by fluke. But at the same time, I look at Sammy Lee Jones and someone like DJ K-Boz, and I think they've got that Ronaldo Messi kind of thing going on. They make such great music between themselves, and they subconsciously push each other's limits, if I should say so, which is great. And I feel like you need that healthy competition in any music industry. Anyway, back to that final thought for the EP. I think there's enough distinction between every song to show that Sammy Lee Jones has a packed production arsenal, like any good producer should really. You don't ever want to listen to an EP or an album and listen to one track and listen to the next track and be like, these two sound the same. I didn't get that feeling on Vataleni, which is great. If anything, my one gripe with the whole EP is that it's 5 songs, but it's an EP. Thanks. Thanks for denying us an album. Yeah, one last thought quickly. Maybe 2 last thoughts. Quickly, the EP cover is predominantly gray with red and white accents. It features his face right smack in the middle, but his face is not big on the cover, it's fairly small. The composition of this piece is in many ways experimental. There are two triangles which to me represent 2 V's, I guess, for Vatalin. I could be wrong. It could just be a stylistic thing, but the album cover is also in many ways minimalistic, so there's not too much going on, but there's enough to have that experimental side of it, which is also professional. And I think that's also representative of the actual album. Like, it's quite experimental, but ultimately very professional and different in its own light. Complimentary, come to think of it. But yeah, that's the album Fataleni, the EP by Sammy Lee Jones. I think this EP is really good, especially if you do like a bit of dance music, and if you like that Namibian Kwaito and general house sound, you're going to appreciate this EP. So go and stream it online. It's on the Namibian streaming platform donluafrica.com, which is donluafrica.com. I listen to it on Donlu Africa, Spotify, Deezer, it's all there. So just go listen to it. This EP is definitely worth your time, and it's nice to see Sammy Lee Jones do something for himself. Anyway, peeps, I'm out. Day and day.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.